We know that this is Jesus' last conversation with his disciples before he is to be crucified. And in this most intimate of talks, Jesus is preparing them for what life will be like after he leaves. And the primary instruction to the disciples is that they are to abide in Christ through the Spirit, who will be coming to them very soon. They are to rest in him, draw their strength and their life from him, just like a branch remains in the trunk or the vine and draws its life source from that vine. But in the middle of this conversation, there's a transition in focus. In chapter 15, verse 16, Jesus says this, "I have appointed you to go and bear fruit." So we see another picture unfolding here. We are to be on the move, on mission. He has appointed us to abide and to go and bear fruit. John makes it clear in the next passage why Jesus has told them this, because the world is going to hate them and persecute them. But that does not change the mission of going into that world. The world's hatred of you doesn't give you permission to jump in foxholes and remain in them. We are to remain in Jesus and go. As you pray today, please remember Joe and Myra Costa, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Makanda LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.